Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area. This is your 9 a.m. Eastern update on Tropical Storm Henri. Here's the latest information, 70-mile-an-hour winds. We're constantly getting information from the hurricane hunters out in the storm. Right now, we're looking at a movement north-northeast at 12 miles an hour. Let's start off with the satellite back behind me here. You can see that there's some wind barbs in here. They're actually looking at the winds, the pressure. The hurricane hunters are getting us this information. And on satellite, the center, right in the middle of this circle, and it looks like there's some good outflow, really kind of a system that's holding its own. And we do forecast to get a little stronger into hurricane strength with time. And it's hard to see exactly where the center is with the satellite, so we actually have the hurricane hunters with a Doppler radar on board, and it really helps us peer into the center of the storm. That's more obvious than what we see right now on the satellite. You can see this open area here, the wind circulating in this direction, and that helps us pinpoint the center and also shows us the wind field outside of the center, and it looks like a trend that is expanding somewhat. Once we have that center, it helps us make this forecast right here, and that's where we see the center 8 a.m. this morning. And notice the winds in yellow, that's the tropical storm force winds extending out from the center. So important as we progress throughout the day and tomorrow not to just look at that center point and that track, but think of it as outside the cone, the impacts outside of the cone, stretching out this right here about 90 miles, 100 miles out on the right-hand side, the left-hand side, anywhere from 70 to 50 miles or so on the other side. So those winds stretching well out. And with time, you can stretch those winds and carry them forward on our track. And you see how that expands outside the cone. And that's why we have our watches and warnings out, not just for the center, but well outside in red here. Long Island into Connecticut, we have that hurricane warning for hurricane force winds. We're fortunate as Rhode Island, kind of hard to see there, but it's in pink right there, hurricane watch. So little wiggles matter, a little wiggle back and forth. You can see those winds increase for Rhode Island, and we would upgrade that if we had to a hurricane warning if we start seeing that trend. And tropical storm warnings on either side of it for portions of Massachusetts, also for portions of New Jersey and even New York City. So that's where we're looking at. Some of those impacts, really looking at the rainfall, just heavy rainfall, a lot of saturated soils in these areas from the rain that's already occurred. So you put more tropical rain on top of that. And plus, well, we saw the winds. Start putting the winds on top of the trees that have leaves on them. You start looking at the saturated soils, you're going to topple some trees with this storm. You're going to have some power outages. So be prepared for that. Have a plan for that heavy rainfall. Listen to the warnings from the Weather Service forecast offices when it comes to the flood warnings. And remember, little wiggles, we talk about it all the time. Some of these core values can shift back and forth. So really be ready for those heavy tropical rains in yellow here, 4 to 6 inches. And some of these orange areas here, well, some areas could get 6 to 10 inches of rainfall. Storm surge, always such a dangerous part of these tropical systems, anywhere from Nantucket Sound, Buzzards Bay, Narragansett Bay, 3 to 5 feet of storm surge, even Long Island Sound. That water coming in there, getting trapped around the East River, backing up, and you can see some pretty large values of storm surge. So have a plan, stay safe, and we'll be keeping you updated from right here at the National Hurricane Center.